Thank you very much. Welcome, everyone. It's Friday afternoon in Warsaw. Thank God it's Friday. And we have, I think, what you will consider reasonably good news. Let me start with the top line. Third quarter. This is traditionally seasonally poor quarter, as it encompasses July and August, the vacation months, which of course affect both copy sales and advertising levels. Yet this was a good quarter. Revenue was up 28.3% to $248.5 million. Advertising revenue was up 16%. All businesses grew advertising revenue in double digits. Third quarter operating cost was up over 15%. What mattered here is increased marketing and promotion expense. This is chiefly due to, but not exclusively, to Gazeta, and the cost of the book project. Staff costs were down almost 3%. Third quarter EBIT was 19.4 million Polish zloty, compared to negative 5 million in third quarter of last year. EBITDA reached almost 50 million. EBITDA margin was 20%. Net profit 16.4 million. Again, a year ago, in the third quarter of 2003, we stood at negative almost 6 million. So as you can see, we continue improving quarter after quarter. Cumulatively, for the 9 months, revenue was up nearly 17% to the level of 723.5 million. Advertising revenue up nearly 10% to Polish zloty 461 million nearly. Operating cost for the first 9 months was up 13.6. This includes over 9 million cost of restructuring and cumulative 75 million of promotion and marketing expense cost for all segments. Operating profit for 9 months, 38.2 million. We already mentioned that it was affected by the one-off restructuring cost as well as goodwill amortization of nearly 11 million. The EBITDA for 9 months was 131 million. EBITDA of Gazette of the newspaper segment stood at 140 million. The margin was 18.1%. That of the Gazeta of the newspaper segment, 25.3%. Net profit for of the group for the first 9 months is 28.2 million, operating cash flow at 110 million. So this is the top line. Now I want to say a few words about what's going on in the advertising market. I will be talking about the third quarter unless I indicate otherwise. Despite the vacation period, total advertising spending in the third quarter was better than expected, particularly in television and newspapers. The 14% increase, that's how much the market advertising spending grew, was mostly due to Summer Olympic Games, which of course generated a lot of sponsorships, particularly by the telecom sector. And we have to consider a low base of third quarter 2003. Last year, the advertising spending in that quarter declined by 7%. Television was up 16% due to healthy performance of key mass categories, food, health, and as well as fast growth in telecom advertising. Newspapers performed quite well. Revenues were up over 12%. This was driven mostly by national advertising, which, if you include Fact, the new newspaper, in the calculation, was up 28%. Local dailies rose by 6%, Warsaw newspapers by 1%. Radio grew 27%. while the growth pace of outdoor declined. It was outdoor was up only 8%. Basically, what happened in outdoor advertising was that advertising budgets were front-loaded into the first half of the year, and the base of previous year was high, mostly because of advertising campaigns of Gazeta Wyborcza and Fakt, which were one-offs. Looking forward, we maintain our estimates of 10% growth of advertising spending in 2004. At this point, there is a slight shift in our estimates of what will happen in different segments compared to what we said after the second quarter. We'll see a lower growth rate in outdoor advertising, whereas newspapers and radio are likely to perform better than we forecasted a quarter ago. The next item which I'd like to cover is competition in the newspaper and magazine market. Particularly, I know everybody is interested in the newspaper market. Of course, there was no easing of competition. As we mentioned in the past, the tabloid, the Axel Springer tabloid, broadened the total newspaper market. Total copy sales of newspapers in the first 9 months grew by over 16%, including Fakt. If you exclude Fakt, they declined by 7.6%. As you know, we've invested quite a lot in Gazeta's circulation. We're continuing intensive marketing. After a sort of usual seasonal decline during July and August, in September, Gazeta grew copy sales by 7.7% year on year, 11.3% on August, and returned to its record readership rates of over 20%. In the 9 months since the beginning of the year, circulation of the newspaper was up by 6%. Fakt in September reached 525,000 copies. This was a decline of 5% compared to August. The readership of Fakt for the period is 24%. Super Express, as well as local dailies, continued to decline circulation and readership. In the 9 months of 2004, copy sales of local newspapers fell by 12%, Super Express by 15%. I'd like to underscore that in September, the gap, circulation gap between Gazeta and Fakt was less than 100,000, and as you know, that is our aim, to keep the gap at around 100,000. Just to continue about Fakt and its advertising performance, in the first 9 months, Fakt had 3.5% share in total advertising revenues for daily newspapers. That translates to about 20 million Polish zloty. Of course, that's an estimated figure. In the third quarter, that share did not change significantly. It's 3.6%. As we mentioned in the past, the advertising portfolio of the tabloid is dominated by mass categories, telecom, entertainment, and retail. An interesting thing is happening in the magazine market. That market is engaged in what is referred to here as the gadget war among publishers, that basically consists of attaching expensive gifts for readers to copies of magazines. This has driven circulations of magazines down, actually. In July alone, paid circulation of monthly magazines was down by nearly 16%. Let me now touch on our lines of business. Again, I'll be speaking about third quarter unless I mention that these are cumulative 9-month figures. In the newspaper segment, which encompasses Gazeta Wyborcza, Internet, and our free newspaper, Metro, total sales were up 31%, advertising sales up nearly 11%. Gazeta alone earned 11.6% more in advertising revenues. The highest growth rate was in the national market, because that's how the market worked. We were up nearly 15%. Our share declined to 50%. In Warsaw, the strategy of sort of attacking the market from two ends by our local supplement and Metro seems to be working. Combined share of Gazeta and Metro was up nearly 1 point to 73%. At the same time, of course, the basis for that is a very good performance of Metro. Revenues and readership reach doubled over the period. In local markets, our share of advertising revenue was up 2 points to 29.5%. Total share was maintained at a solid 42% level. In terms of how the revenue from advertising was structured, the net revenue per ad page was 7% higher than last year this quarter. The share of ad pages in total page count was up 5.7 percentage points. That, I would like to mention, reflects 1%, nearly 1% growth in the total number of advertising pages and a decline in, planned decline in news hall pages. Copy sales of Gazeta in the third quarter were up 4.4%. That combines very good September with strong marketing and a reasonably weak summer, which is typical for us. We already mentioned record levels of readership. We mentioned that figure a lot because based on that figure, advertising agencies make purchase decisions. Restructuring of Gazeta translated into operating improvements. EBITDA margin of the entire segment was 27.1%. Operating cost was up 17.6%. This is a combination of costs associated with the book project, which of course contribute to the revenue growth, and higher cost of marketing, which in the third quarter was 19.6 million. On the other hand, ongoing optimization of page space and decline of editorial pages by 11%, lower production costs, staff costs in the newspaper segment were down 5.6%. For the 9 months of 2004, the segment posted 552.6 million revenue and EBITDA of nearly 140 million. I mentioned that books are making a positive contribution. In the 9 months of this year, please remember that we started the project in June. Books contributed nearly 39 million in revenue and reached operating profitability. Looking forward, we continue, as we mentioned, changes in editorial, sales, marketing, and organization, with the dual objective, maintaining or growing scale of Gazeta, maintaining its position in the market, and improving financials. Magazines revenue growth of 10.5%. Advertising sales were up 26.3%, while paid circulation declined by 12% in the third quarter. This reflects, of course, the trend in magazines, which is associated with the gadget war. Operating costs up 7%. Basically, as you remember from our previous talk, staff and promotion costs, this includes staff and promotion costs related to the launch of Avanti, the shopping magazines. Incidentally, that magazine looks good. Copy sales of Avanti are very solid, and advertising revenue exceeded our expectations. To sum up, for the nine-month period, revenue of the segment reached nearly 70 million and was up 20% year on year. To look forward on that, we are on track with our goals, which is EBITDA break even this year, excluding newly launched titles. We expect advertising revenue to be better than planned because there is a better market growth, while circulation revenue will be below expectations, reflecting the general trend in magazines. In our outdoor business, total advertising revenues up nearly 20%. Our share of the outdoor market stood at 28.1%. Operating cost up 3.3%. This is due to increased cost of sales, so the increased volume. EBITDA positive 0.7 million for the quarter. Now, of course, this is worse than what we showed you in the second quarter, but I'd like to remind everybody that this is a highly seasonal business and the third quarter is usually quite weak. For the nine-month period, revenues totaled 84 million, EBITDA was 3.4 million. And there is a little news in AMS. In the third quarter, AMS finished the groundwork of a new product, bus advertising on buses. This sector of outdoor advertising represents about 10% of the total outdoor advertising spending, and it looks like we have something going there. Again, looking forward, we seem to be on track to reaching the break even at EBIT level next year. We will see sort of a very uneven year in front-loaded year in revenue from advertising, slowdown of growth rate in fourth quarter of 2004. And we do continue investing, sort of organic investment, improving the network. Local radio stations, advertising revenue up 26% to over 11 million. Local radio ad market share a notch down to 11.4. That's a 0.2% decline, so not material. Audience share at 11.4%, and that's a decline of 2 points. In 9 months, ad share was flat year on year, while audience share declined by 2 points. In the third quarter, EBITDA was negative, nearly 1 million. This includes, however, the head office, full allocation of head office expenses, and excludes Talk FM, which is our super regional station. Cumulative results so far for the local radio group on EBITDA level in the 9 months, negative 2.7 million. Looking forward, we still hope and seem to be able to realize the quite aspirational goal of EBITDA break even this year, including head office of the radio division, excluding Talk FM and new acquisitions. Talk FM, although its market performance it is improving, continues to be a loss-making business, and that's a problem. To sum up and look forward, good prospects of the advertising market, better than expected level of advertising revenue and revenue growth for the group in 2004. Big contribution from revenue enhancements from the book project. Restructuring is delivering benefits, which are reflected in financial and market performance, because we have not only become are becoming more efficient, but also more market effective. Of course, full benefits of what we have accomplished this year will be fully reflected in 2005 financials. As we mentioned in our MD&A, we do not plan to have any more new provisions made for restructuring this year. Nevertheless, I want you to know that restructuring does continue. We're just covered by what we have done. The new accounting standards, the IFRS 2, share-based payments, we don't expect material impact on group's P&L acquired by employees prior to the end of 2004. The potential impact of future stock incentive plans is still under review. Strategically, our primary objective remains growth of scale. We are in the process of defining our growth path for the next few years. And as we mentioned in the past, I'll just reiterate that we, for competitive reasons, as well because of the political experience here, we plan to inform the market and our shareholders about the implementation of the plan rather than to disclose its details beforehand. Of course, when we speak to you next, we'll give you sort of a broad frame of our aspirations for the next 3 to 5 years. Again, while growth remains the primary objective, we try to make ourselves a little more flexible. Extraordinary meeting of shareholders in October approved some amendments to the statute, which will make returning profits to shareholders more flexible in the future. There's just more degrees of freedom with our ability to pay dividend in excess of annual profits, and now the new provision which makes buybacks possible. I'd like to reiterate that this is a technical issue. Decisions will make recommendations about returning or not returning profits to shareholders before the AGM next year, and of course the shareholder meeting will decide. I think that's roughly what we wanted to say. I am now available, and my colleagues who are sitting with me here from Finance and from IR are ready to take questions if there are any.
Thank you.